This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Severe weather in the deep south, heavy thunderstorms from eastern Texas to Georgia and as far north as Indiana, tornadoes in Mississippi, where emergency official Donna Sanderson in Monroe County says they're ready.
As soon as we hear that the severe weather is coming through with threats of tornado, we open all of the shelters in Monroe County.
She talked to WCBI-TV in Mississippi. No immediate reports of severe damage or injuries. Protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The Senate's passed the bill. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61-36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, says,
"Today, we made a difference."
The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Researchers say an experimental Alzheimer's drug modestly slowed decline in patients, but it's not clear how much difference that might make in people's lives. Maria Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association.
We all understand that this is not a cure, and we're all trying to really grasp what it means to slow Alzheimer's, because this is a first. This is a first for us.
The drug is called lecanemab, and it's made by a Japanese company called Eisai. The European Union is suggesting setting up a special court to investigate possible war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. It's also suggesting using frozen Russian assets to rebuild the war-torn country. Russian and Chinese strategic bombers flew a joint patrol over the Western Pacific this morning, a show of increasingly close ties between them, a show of unity. This is AP News. China is vowing a crackdown on what it calls hostile forces.
China's ruling Communist Party says it will resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces. The statement was released late Tuesday after the largest street demonstrations in decades were staged by citizens fed up with strict antivirus restrictions. While it didn't directly address the protests, the statement serves as a reminder of the party's determination to enforce its rule. There has been a massive show of force by the internal security services to deter a recurrence of protests that broke out over the weekend in Beijing and other cities. Security forces have been conducting random ID checks and searching mobile phones for evidence of participation in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.